各位好，欢迎收看《事事关心》。或许您曾经听说过这样一个故事：20年代的山东，有一个杀人越货的江洋大盗，在与人械斗时被杀死。由于天黑，他不知道自己的肉身已死，只知道后面有两个人在紧紧追赶，他就拼命地跑。那两个人赶上来，往他身上套了一件黑衣服，他挣扎着将黑衣服脱下，再拼命地跑。一会儿，那两个人又追上来，又把黑衣服给他套上，他就再挣脱再跑，如此反反复复多次。最后一次，他看到前面有一处人家，就一边脱下黑衣服，一边向着有灯光的屋子冲过去。他几乎把整个黑衣服都脱掉了，只剩下右手处还没有完全的脱下来。这个时候他冲进了房间里，就在此时，随着一声啼哭，屋子里的产妇产下了一个婴儿，婴儿一切正常，只是右手是个猪蹄。据说这个婴儿就是那个转世投胎的江洋大盗。原来这个江洋大盗由于杀人造业太重，应该转世为猪，任人宰杀以还杀生之业。那两个追他的人往他身上套的就是猪的皮囊。在中国传统文化中，类似这样的轮回转世的故事有很多，但是因为缺乏考证，通常人们只是把它当作一种宗教信仰或者是民间传说。但是近年来，随着催眠术的兴起和广泛应用，已经有越来越多的人开始对前世今生有了感性的认识。
居住在美国洛杉矶市的刘英权是原山东省潍坊学院的历史系副教授，2000年来美之后任美国国际出版社社长。与许多来自中国大陆的知识分子一样，刘英权曾经认为自己是一个彻底的唯物主义者，但是2006年9月，一位来自台湾的陌生女士的电话却使他意外地开始接触到一个他从未涉足过的领域——催眠。
他说呢，他是一个催眠师，他之所以学催眠，也是有个特殊的一个背景，一个特殊的一个经历让他成为催眠师。他为什么找到我呢？就是他呢在网上一个偶然的机会，他看到了我的相片，看到照片以后呢，他就感到心里一动，就感到这个人呀似曾相识。哎，他就开始找，不断地和我联系，又给我发来他的照片呀，发来他的那个网站呀，叫我看。我呢也到他网站上去看，看了他的这个经历，看了他写的文章，我认为他是一个很真实的一个人，很真诚的一个人，不像骗子，不像一个撒谎的人，更不像一个有别的企图的人。他呢就给我寄了两本书，又寄了一个录像带，就是关于催眠的一个录像带让我看。我呢就认真地看了录像带，认真地看了这两本书。第一遍看了以后呢，我还是有些半信半疑，我又看一遍。我看了两遍这个书以后呢，看了几遍录像带以后呢，我感到确实应该认真对待了。
谈起催眠，人们常常会觉得是一个很神秘的事情，但是在西方社会，催眠已经越来越多地被用于医疗，并且对一些病症，尤其是治疗与心理和精神有关的病症，取得显著的疗效。
An individual come to me who was very, very large, a young woman of 27 years old, and she had, and I had wished I had known her before, because she was very, very large. She went and had her stomach stapled and lost 100 pounds. So now she's not so big anymore, but she was still very unhappy. And she would pinch herself until she bleeds. And it's very awful and it's very painful. So she came to see me and she says, can you help me deal with this? I've been in psychotherapy for 3 years and I'm not getting anywhere. And this is not very nice having to do this.So we went in trance and we discovered that when she was 5 years old, she was sexually abused by a family member who was a female. And so that was first betrayal. You're a child, and your relatives are supposed to be kind to you. Instead, she was sexually abused. And of course, as a young child, she went to her mother. And her mother said, "This cannot be true. Don't say this about your cousin. Not nice." And so that poor child learned to keep it inside of herself. That's betrayal number two. And shortly after, not so long afterwards, she started gaining weight because she feels that nobody cares about her. She had to protect herself. And she started gaining weight, and it didn't stop. By the time she got to high school, she was over 300 pounds. It was very sad. And so through the therapy, of course, you can't change what has happened. So we went through, as the therapist, I walked through with her, go back to the time when it happened and help her reframe that and help her. Now, I do work what Chinese people call qigong, it's energy medicine. And I help her get back and fix her energy and also tell her that she can now be a grown up to deal with that problem. And so she reclaimed herself. And she went back to that process and she reclaimed that little girl back and say, "I love you. I'm going to take you back with me and I'm going to take care of you and I'm going to protect you. So now you don't have to be so scared anymore." And with that process, she started to learn how to love herself again and she regained herself and that helped her heal.
按照现代医学的定义，催眠术使患者处于类似睡眠的状态，然后对其进行暗示或精神分析来治病的一种心理治疗方法。但从事催眠术研究的科学家们则认为，催眠与睡眠有决然的区别，而催眠中发生的现象也绝不仅仅是通过暗示就能够达到的。催眠师只是在帮助患者发现其内在的能力和记忆。
Hypnosis is a natural state of mind. Everyone can experience it. In this state of mind, the deeper levels of mind become available for instruction, direction, and suggestion. However, a person who is hypnotized will not accept any suggestions that are opposed to their character, attitudes, their moral principles, or their religious beliefs. We use certain techniques, methods, and strategies to help them discover false beliefs, negative beliefs that they hold about themselves and their own abilities. We help them to discover the power within themselves so that they can take responsibility for improving their lives.
2004年11月5日，英国催眠培训学院著名的催眠师约翰·巴特莱教授进行了一次令人震惊的大胆实验。他决定在对他进行的疝气修补手术中采取自我催眠的方式，而不使用任何的麻醉剂。我们现在看到的就是当时拍摄的实况录像。
Because I practice hypnosis every day, I have a good skill at going into that state. So when it comes to surgery, 2 or 3 minutes of relaxation and giving suggestions will do it for me. That's all I used when I was having the abdominal surgery.About 1 or 2 minutes of preparation.
The procedure of hypnosis involves relaxing the mind and the body.
医生切开巴特莱的腹部，将脱落的肠子取出并且绑扎好，然后放回腹肌内，再缝上刀口。 整个过程医院的麻醉师们都严密监视，一旦催眠失效，他们将立即采取行动。
Time of the incision was 11:22. It changes in pulse rate and blood pressure are really quite minimal.
Captain,
taking these off my hairs is it's more. It feels more odd than.
Yep, I'll do that for you.
I have nothing, Dad.
Okay. Well, for God's sake, don't fall off the bed on film, all right? It stares you off at the moment.
Can you cough, please? One smooth. Yeah, that looks fine. Can you?
Well, I'm astonished that it's possible to do the operation without any anaesthesia, and I have seen it once before because we did a hernia with Mr. Butler acting as the hypnotist for another patient.
Perfect, there's absolutely no pain. I gave myself suggestions to relax, bypass the critical factor of the mind, gave suggestions the areas becoming numb and losing sensation, and everything that happens down there is going to be comfortable, and I'll be able to feel things because I may need to be able to move for whatever reason, you know, but I don't want to feel any pain, so that was fine. And it is an odd feeling, things are getting pushed around inside you. But it's odd more than painful.
Modern science can't explain all the mechanisms through which hypnosis works, but there is very good research now that can look at what happens within the brain. And we see changes in brainwave patterns from beta, which is a more ordinary level of conscious awareness, to alpha, which is more relaxed, and theta levels, as they're called, changes in different parts of the brain activity. So from the left to the right hemisphere, from the frontal regions to the more back at posterior regions. So some of the changes that occur in hypnosis can now be studied in quite some detail.
如果说催眠疗法目前仍然是医学界的边缘话题的话，那么研究轮回转世的催眠医疗师则属于催眠医疗界的边缘人物。但是在过去的几十年里，确实有越来越多的催眠医师突破了宗教和文化的限制，通过催眠下的前世回溯对轮回转世进行了大量的研究。对于他们来说，他们不仅关心前世回溯的疗效，他们更加关注轮回转世是否存在这个问题本身。
2007年3月，通过一段时间的联系，刘英权终于同意台湾的催眠师薛暖珠来美国对他进行探访前世记忆的催眠。
我第一次催眠呢，是在我办公室了，当时我女儿、我太太他们都在场，我呢就躺在我的办公室的那个沙发长的沙发上，然后呢薛女士呢带着一个录音，它是一个海浪的一个录音，哎，放着那个录音，哎，我听着那个海浪的声音，然后呢他就开始啊告诉我说，好了，你现在闭上眼睛，全身放松，然后呢他又叫我从头到脚放松，不断地要求我放松，最后呢我感到呢完全放松了。
刘英权告诉记者，在三个多小时的催眠过程中，他看见了自己在民国、清朝、明朝直至汉朝的多次转生过程，以及他在当时曾经是吴佩孚、太平天国将领、明朝宰相、汉朝将军等等历史人物的情景。许多他所见到的场景和清晰程度至今令他难以忘怀。
那一世呢，太平天国这一世呢，是最令我震撼的一世了，哎，我亲眼看到了太平天国的失败，亲眼看到了自己被押上刑场，被砍头，亲眼看到了那个砍我头的那个刽子手，拿着那个大的那个大鬼头刀，咬着牙，把我的头砍下来，看到自己的头呢滚在地上，自己的尸体躺在地上，看到自己的灵魂呢，啪就从那个头里咔跳出去，跳到空中去，然后在空中不走，看着下边那个悲壮的场面， 让我震撼的我呢，就是难以自已。
刘英权在催眠过程中所经历的事情，对很多人来说或许觉得难以置信，但是催眠师们表示，他们在对患者实施催眠时，有不少病患确实都向他们描述过看见自己前世经历的故事。
那他催眠过程有一个人就说他先天心脏病，那不能仰着躺，要直过来躺。后来在催眠过程发现了他有一次，就是为什么是有心脏病，也就是说他的细胞的记忆还在。那就他曾经有一次是他小的时候，他是耍武术，在街边上，你知道吗？给秀给别人看的。那因为他年纪小，他的师傅呢，给他压块石头，再做了一个人，让观众呢看到，哎呀，这个孩子了不得，有武功。为了求生存，其实他心脏受到压迫，他的记忆还保存着，他很痛，但是他为了生活，他继续在做这个那个谋生。在这一次就是先天性心脏病，你知道吗？他从小不能碰他的心脏，你知道，而且不能仰着躺。那催眠结束以后，他这个身体就这个心脏病就好了。
There have been many people who have experienced profound changes in attitude, profound changes in the way they behave and things that they do. The most classic is examples of, I'll tell you without naming any clients.People who, for instance, have a fear of public speaking, and they find that in a past life, they were persecuted for speaking their attitudes or opinions, and were punished because of their attitudes maybe being different from whoever was the political or religious leader at the time, or even tribal leaders in the past. So that means that in the past life, someone experienced some sort of persecution or problem for speaking their attitudes or opinions. That acts like programming.Where in the present life, that programming or memory comes along with them and says, hey, remember, don't speak your attitudes in front of a group. You might get in trouble again. I've come to accept reincarnation because of the overwhelming evidence. That doesn't mean that I'm not Christian. I'm still a Christian, but I also explore Buddhism, and I also explore Taoism, and all sorts of different complementary philosophies that help me to have a better life.
在前世回溯的研究者中，最著名的可能是美国的布莱恩·韦斯博士。他在哥伦比亚大学获得学士学位后，又在耶鲁大学医学院获得医学博士学位。毕业后曾任教于比兹堡大学和迈阿密大学。在此之后的11年里，他任迈阿密西奈山医学中心的精神科主任。韦斯从80年代初就已经发表了40多篇学术论文，是美国知名的精神医生和心理学专家。作为一个受过正统教育的学者，他曾经对一些超心理现象不屑一顾，对于前世和轮回的问题一无所知，也毫无兴趣。可是1980年，他在帮助治疗一位患有多种恐惧症和忧郁症的名叫凯瑟琳的27岁女病人时，却使他重新开始思考前世轻生的问题。
A Catholic woman in her late 20s. She was suffering from panic attacks and phobias, fears, nightmares.
在催眠过程中，凯瑟琳回到了大约4000年前的一个古老时代。她有着和现在不同的面容、服饰、身体、头发和名字。他记得有关的地形、服饰和日常生活的细节，直至他死于洪水，而他的孩子则被大水从他的怀中冲走。当他死后，他的意识飘到他身体的上面。在这一次治疗中，凯瑟琳还回忆起他的另外两个前世，一个是18世纪的西班牙妓女，一个是公元前的希腊妇女。在治愈了凯瑟琳后，韦斯对心理治疗的观念有了巨大的改变。他认为我们今生很多恐惧和病痛都源于古老的过去，让病人进入其溯源的世界，重新经历当时的创痛，是一种直接释放痛苦的方法。这件事情过去4年之后，韦斯终于鼓起勇气，冒着失去其学术地位的风险，写出了他的第一本关于轮回转世的书，多次前世，多位大师， 告诉人们生命的不朽和意义。他后来用这种方法治疗了数百名病人。这些病人来自社会各个阶层，有着不同的宗教信仰，也包括无神论者。这些案例被记录在他的另一本书《追昔抚今》中，而至今他的第一本著作已经发行了200多万册，被译成20多种文字。
Imagine that spirituality is the moonlight. Imagine that all the religions in the world are little boxes and we're each attempting to capture a moonbeam. It's a lot easier if we open the box and we all embrace that there is a higher power. So when we work in hypnotherapyWe actually bypass the frontal lobe and this part of the brain that tells us, no, you cannot. And maybe this and that, that help us make choices, to make decisions. We actually go directly into the subconscious. The subconscious is all that you are, and it was always there. It's like a big giant closet. So you go in there and you look at what works for you and what doesn't work for you.And then within the process of the therapy session, hypnotherapists are just guides. We just facilitate and we help the person make the right choices.
我们故事的主人公刘英权告诉我们，他的催眠经历彻底改变了他的人生观和世界观。
我觉得最重要的呢，是我的心态平和了，我感到幸福了。我由衷地感谢神，感谢佛给我这种机会，给我制造了这么好的条件，简直是从天上掉下来的机会一样，来让我接受了催眠，而且在催眠中呢，让我看到了这么一些过去的事情，这些在书本上都是看不到的。另外呢，我感到幸福呢，是因为我再也什么都不怕了。以前自己不知道轮回转世的时候，自己也怕死啊。死了以后，看看死了以后就被火化了，就埋葬了，也就什么也没有了。觉着人生就这么短暂。通过催眠以后呢，我感到呢，不是这样。只要我们好好的做，灵魂是不灭的。我的第二点感受呢，我认为天下一家，所有的人都应该彼此相爱。比如说吧，你像我是李广的那一世，我曾经是李广，但是李广有好多后代啊，繁衍到现在可能已经有几百万人。李广的后代，他们也要转世，他们又会转世成别的人。我如果去害他们，甚至去杀戮他们，这不是杀戮自己的后代吗？杀戮自己的妻子、儿女、父母吗？这不是害己吗？第三个看法呢，就是善恶有报，善有善报，恶有恶报，因果轮回呀，因果报应啊，不是不到，时候不到。有时候是现世报，有时候呢是隔世报，有时候呢是下一世报。这一点呢，我看得很清楚，很清楚了。
在中国，催眠术可以说是历史悠久、源远流长的。古代的祝由术、宗教中的一些仪式等都含有催眠的成分，当然其中或许不乏有装神弄鬼的骗人东西，但是传统文化中的前世今生故事却是要提醒人们敬天知命，不做坏事。前面讲到的江洋大盗，据说因为他直接投胎并没有被洗脑，所以这一世的他带着他猪蹄形状的右手，带着他的前世记忆，到处给人讲因果道理，告诉人们要行善积德。好了，这一期的节目就到这儿了，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。